At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome in to the New Orleans Pelicans Podcast, the official podcast of your New Orleans Pelicans, a podcast dedicated to everything you need to know about the squad. Hear from players, coaches, broadcasters, and those who cover the NBA on a daily basis. It's time to flock up. The New Orleans Pelicans Podcast starts right now.
Pelicans have played two games since we last chatted with you on Friday, and they won both of them. Back on Friday, 112-104. This is what it sounded like on the Pelicans radio network.
Around the perimeter, George for three. Hard blocks the shot.
Of course he does.
Takes it in midair.
Not on him.
And will dunk it in. 8-0 run. Wow.
Now with eight. Zion front court with one. With zero.
Oh, yes, sir.
Roll.
Yes, sir.
Coast to coast.
Downhill. Double Dutch buff. Everybody get out the way.
Marshall in the left corner.
Float it up. Trey.
Oh, yes, sir. Kiss the rim, Trey.
Alley-oop. Dunk.
Trey right corner. Back up top Zion. Splits defenders. Drives in.
And one. Should have been and one.
Scoops it in.
Ball game.
Dagger, dagger, dagger.
Head coach Willie Green had this to say on the win.
It was fantastic. We're all super proud of how we responded, taking care of home floor. And our guys collectively, they made winning plays after winning plays. It was a fun game to be a part of.
Zion Williamson had an amazing night. 33 points, so much to talk about that. His thoughts?
It's just getting to that part of the season. Just kind of letting my teammates know I'm here. I'm with y'all. Whether it's diving on the floor, defense, passing, scoring, just letting them know, I'm with y'all.
Trey Murphy had a solid game. We're going to get a lot into that here as well. But then Saturday, you had to come back and play the Portland Trail Blazers. Not a playoff team, but very tough in that it's a back-to-back and trying to come back from that emotion that you played with on Friday. Took a while. That first half, it was an all-star game, as the Graf and JD kept saying on the broadcast. And then eventually, though, in the final 8 minutes, just 21 points given up by the defense.
Up the floor, Najee. Alley-oop, Z.
Oh, yes, sir! Yes, sir! Kiss the rim, Z.
Help for the weak
great
side.
Weak side help, Ingram.
That's the way you help your teammate.
To Trey, to CJ for three, left angle.
Defense to offense.
Simons to the rack. Off the glass and in. No defense at all.
All right, somebody make a three here. Or an alley-oop. Ingram on the hash mark. Right side. Alley-oop, Z.
Got
oh, he tipped it in.
Go!
Yes, indeed.
On a tip.
You go, boy.
Z around the perimeter to Nodge. Spins left. Floats it up and in. Oh.
Over Dwight Reef.
Spinderella.
JRE on the switch. Great job. Ingram stepped in front and intercepted it. To JRE. Extra pass McCollum. Left corner three. Good.
Offense to defense. Defense to offense.
More importantly, CJ McCollum, welcome back. CJ after the game on feeling more like himself.
Yeah, I've had a lackluster couple weeks of just missing open shots and just not playing at a high level that I hold myself to, and just getting back to the lab, working on my craft and watching film, figuring out how I can, you know, be efficient and assertive. Z pulled me to the side after the game during the game against the Clippers, and like, I just need you to be aggressive. I need you to be Portland CJ. I need you to score. He's like, I need you to score. I need you to shoot. He's like, we'll facilitate. You got to shoot. And I was like, all right. Say no more. I got you, bro. So just trying to be aggressive, trying to pick my spots. And I think, you know, we got a lot of talented guys, a lot of guys who create gravity in terms of, you know, double teams. B.I.'s getting double. Z's getting double. Team is always aware of them. JV gets double. You know what I mean? So just trying to pick my spots and be aggressive. And I think some of it was just me missing shots, and then some of it was just me not being aggressive or assertive enough. I think tonight I got back to the basics and played better.
All right, time out. Welcome in Jim Eichenhofer from NewOrleansPelicans.com. Jim, we had two games since we last chatted, and we just kind of heard what the players and coaches felt about getting those wins. And it's that adage that I think fans hear all the time, but it is true. The next game is the biggest game. Tonight, the Brooklyn Nets, and then you got three more on the road before coming home for the final 11, which I've called a gauntlet, which we'll get into in a second. Mm-hmm. But they all are important, each and every one, because we're not only scoreboard watching, we're standings watching, and every single night, everything matters, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, I think this week is definitely an opportunity for them to take advantage of the schedule that they have. I mean, they've been one of the best road teams in the NBA over the course of the season, but especially lately, the fact that they just had a 3-0 road trip against Eastern Conference teams earlier in March, and now this is a four-gamer. You're playing against Brooklyn, which is kind of on the fringe of play-in contention. They're four games behind the Hawks. You have Orlando, who, like the Pelicans, are fifth in the Eastern Conference. Miami, our friends from South Florida, it's going to be interesting to get another matchup against them and take another.
Jimmy still remembers that game?
Yeah, I was going to say take another swing at them, but maybe I shouldn't use that phrase. And then Detroit.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a call from Adam Silver. What? No, I'm kidding.
And then Sunday, Detroit, which to their credit, they've moved above not having the worst record in the league after they had a 28-game losing streak. So they've been actually much more competitive lately. They've won three out of their last six games. So should be an interesting week. And for the Pelicans, they just need one more win to clinch a winning record on the road. So that would be a nice little feather in their cap among a bunch of different things that they're going to try to accomplish over the last few weeks of the regular season.
You know what's incredible? We've talked a lot about this during the season on how we compare and contrast last year and compare and contrast past success from this franchise, right? And we've talked about how we want to see growth. And in the NBA, you have to take the steps in order to be a contender, to be a championship caliber team, all those different things. And then that's when you know, the missing piece or this and that. So, but man, the Pels basically at the start of the season, still foundationally, we're trying to figure it out because, Jim, we've never had Zion, CJ, B.I. mm-hmm. play in the postseason. It's never happened. Not a tip, not a minute. And we didn't know how he'd come back. Can this team stay healthy? They made things, changes in the offseason to make sure that people were healthier and all that. Here we are, March 19th, about to get Dyson Daniels back in about a week and a half per Willie Green back into games. He's basically trying to get his conditioning. Went through a full practice yesterday, which is an incredible thing to do. We're in a different spot than we've ever been. Right? 14 games above 500 with 15 games above 500 with 15 games to go tonight. Mm-hmm. And then when you take a look at the possibility of what could happen tonight, they're going for win number 42, which would match their win total from last season. Mm. New Orleans has, you know, it hasn't happened. I mean, the 07-08 team went 56-26. The 08-09 team went 49-33. We thought 50 was a weird number to try to get out there, but Willie Green right after the All-Star break said, I like that number. Mm-hmm. Not saying it can get there, but it's attainable, right, when you look at it, but getting win 42 with the Western Conference being harder than it was last year when this team was in first place in the West through the end of that calendar year. I just think there is legit, tangible growth on what this team can do, and I think they haven't reached their potential yet.
No doubt, and I think when you talk about the growth that they've shown this season, I think we saw the first inklings of this, the first steps last season when they started out 19-9, I think it was, and they were in first place in the Western Conference until the injuries kind of derailed everything. So the fact that they've built on that to a large degree, had the guys on the court to a much greater extent this season in terms of, you know, like you mentioned, CJ behind Zion getting to play 50-something plus games together. I mean, it's all right there right now. I mean, from the last time we talked, they were three games behind the Clippers. Now they're only one game. So fourth place is within reach and something that's possible. They only need to go 9-6 to get to 50 wins. Getting in the top six is also something that is very much, you know, a possibility. They're 2.5 games ahead of Dallas, which is in seventh place, and Phoenix, which is in eighth place right now. So there's no doubt that they've made a big jump. And this weekend was really big from a tangible standpoint of being able to create some more separation between themselves and some of the teams behind them. No, Sacramento pulled out an overtime win last night against Memphis, but Pelicans have a two-game lead on them, and it's really three if you factor in the tiebreaker.
Right.
So they're sitting pretty well right now. They just have to keep winning and keep having the success, especially on the road that they've had lately. That's been very impressive, and I think, you know, within a week or two, they'll be in even better position than they are right now.
The word peak, you hear that a lot from people like us, right? In the media, people that write things, you want to be peaking at the right time. You want to be playing your best ball, whether it's in baseball, going to the playoffs, football, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a real tangible analytical thing that you can look at and be like, hey, this team's playing better. It creates the, oh, that team will be dangerous if you have to face, right, in the postseason. The Pels right now, Trey Murphy seems to be Trey Murphy, guy that can play on both sides, knock down the three, attack the rim. It's nice to see C.J. McCollum hit a couple of threes, right?
Sure.
That was solid.
Yeah, it was a good bounce back.
Brandon Ingram's defense on Saturday was incredible. You just heard it in the highlights there. I mean, every other highlight is Brandon Ingram stealing the ball and doing those different things. But my goodness, what we're seeing with Zion Williamson right now, it's special, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's been one of the best players in the league over the last couple weeks. He's eighth in the NBA in scoring average over every team's last five games. He's averaging over 28 points during that span. He's been pretty much every single night, he's getting you 20-plus points. His rebounding has gone up as well. His activity on defense, I think, is really high. And one of the things that you can't really measure in stats that I've noticed is it seems like he's just showing a lot of emotion on the court. He's pumping his fists after highlight reel plays. He's getting the crowd into the game when we're in the Smoothie King Center. It just seems like he's in such a good space right now, physically, mentally, emotionally, and is having so much fun. And I think that's bleeding over into especially the home games. The fans are just loving the way he's playing lately.
To me, and I think I've brought this up so many times over the last couple of days, the tip play. Look, there were so many alley-oops and dunks and things that's happened in the last couple of games. I go back to the Clipper game on that Friday where CJ McCollum, right wing, tries to hit a three. It's off the mark. There's several Clippers there. Zion tips it back out. It goes to him. He reestablishes himself in the right block, calls for the ball, attacks immediately, scores. Mm-hmm. And that kind of spurred the Pels to a bit of an offensive run there. The diving on the loose ball, you know, for the loose ball on the court. Just there's certain things. And then you listen to CJ after Saturday say that in that Clipper game, Zion went up to him and said, hey, I need to see Portland, CJ. I need you to be aggressive. I need you to do those things. You go back to the beginning of the year, and he talked about it on Saturday. He was asked about it. Remember beginning of the season, he said, I'm taking a step back. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready that.
Right.
And then on Saturday, he said, hey, I'm physically starting to feel a bit better, and I'm ready to kind of do that again. Here we go. Ready? What am I doing right there?
Patting yourself on the back?
Yes. If the graph was here, he'd be rolling his eyes because I love to do that. Remember we said at the beginning of the basketball season, if Zion can get back to the shape he was before the end of that calendar year, and I said March, April, around the push for the playoff, the Pelican team could be a dangerous one because he was playing at an MVP level. Mm-hmm. If he could play at an MVP level with what I thought would be a deeper team and a team that's played together, you don't have a lot of new pieces. So everyone kind of knows each other. They stayed healthy. You'd play a lot of games together. You're starting to see them close games because they kind of know what to do and where to go. Everyone has their roles. They're buying in on defense. Like, these are definitions to this could be a team that's peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I think you're right. It feels in some ways like it's all coming together right now. I mean, the fact that he's playing the way he is and that he's at his peak, I think, or he's the best that he's looked all season. I mean, one of the things that I looked up since February 7th, which was the most recent time that the Pelicans had a big win against the Clippers, that one was in Crypto.com Arena. Pelicans are 12-5 over that span. The Clippers are 8-10. So they've gained 4.5 games on LA during that span, which is, you know, obviously about a month and a half, which is, and there was also a long All-Star break in between there. So it's not that long of a period of time that you went from 5.5 games behind them to one behind them. And like you said, Zion is a huge reason for that. I mean, he's kind of showing a lot of what we thought when he was picked number one 5 years ago, right, and what people expected from him. So, I mean, it's great too, just from a personal standpoint, to just see him enjoying himself the way he is after he's gone through a lot of stuff and people talking about him and saying horrible things and ridiculous things about him. So for him to get rewarded and for fans to be able to see this, it's been a lot of fun just to watch him every single night. You know, another thing too that I wanted to point out about his season, he's played in 56 of the 67 games, and of the 11 games that he missed, five of them were back-to-backs that were basically planned in advance.
Right.
Like, at the beginning of the season, he wasn't going to play in back-to-backs until he got to a certain point physically. He also still has not missed consecutive games all season. So, I mean, we've seen that if he's also played 14 in a row right now, we've seen that that's really all it takes. He just needed to get back to being closer to 100% physically, and now we see the results on the court.
Those are outstanding statistics.
Thanks,
and I'm going to steal all of those from my talk show. Thank you
Go
so
for
much
it
for that. It'll make it seem like, no, I will give you credit. I will say Jim Eichenhofer brought this up. But to the point, that's the thing. Final thing on this, and then we'll get to the player of the week that we need to keep an eye on. Brooklyn, is there anyone that can match him right now?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight's game.
No, I mean,
so is he a match?
Definitely not positionally, but I mean, Cam Thomas is a guy that's been really red hot for them lately. He's averaging over 26 points in the last five games that he's played. Mikal Bridges is a guy that you always have to worry about with them as well. He struggled in the game against New Orleans. I mean, the first time the Pelicans played them, they beat them 112-85 in Brooklyn's. Shooting splits were 36% from the field, 26% from three-point line, and they were only 4-for-8 on free throws. So, I mean, that's an area, if the Pelicans even come close to that kind of defensive performance against them, I would think that they'll have a really good chance to win. But I think those are probably the two guys that you have to worry about the most. And just on the injury front, Dorian Finney-Smith, when you talk about who can match up with Zion, at least defensively, he's questionable with an ankle injury, so he might not play. He's really Brooklyn's probably top defender, maybe besides mm-hmm. Bridges. He's a guy that they rely on to try to shut people down, so we'll have to see whether he's going to play or not. I know people are familiar with him from when he played for Dallas, but he was part of that Kyrie Irving trade to the Nets.
21 road games for this team. It's second best in the Western Conference. Let's see what happens there. All right, Jim, time for our final segment here, and that is the player to keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, first I'll go with the player of the week poll.
It's Ion.
And yes,
that was a perfect guess.
That's an expert analysis guess right there, Gus. That's why you make the big dough.
Well, that's what it is.
His Ion averaged 31 points a game last week. He got 78% of the votes. You know, I actually thought about just making the poll question, what was the best part of what Zion Williamson did last week, because I knew he was going to win it, whether it was the points or the rebounding or, you know, some of the other stuff that he did. Wanted to mention, too, Herb Jones averaged 2 blocks, 1.5 steals. He got 12% of the votes. Trey Murphy had a 49-39-100 split, which I'm sure Mama Murphy would be very pleased to know that he did not miss a free throw last week while the Pelicans went 2-1. They beat the Clippers, Portland. They lost to Cleveland. In terms of the player to watch this week, I'm going with Trey Murphy over these four games because in the five road games that the Pelicans have played since the All-Star break, he shot 49% on threes in those road games. I mean, he's been a guy that has been very explosive. I remember, it's interesting, just a random note, last season he was a lot better at home than he was on the road, and this season it's completely flipped that he's been shot so much better on the road. I can't really explain that, but, you know, he's a guy to watch this week just based on the fact that there's been so many road games lately where at the end of the night the Pelicans won and he was a huge reason why they won that game. But quickly, too, I wanted to note that in addition to him shooting 49% from three in road games since the All-Star break on very high volume, Najee in the same collection of games, the five road games since the break, Najee shooting 58%, Herb shooting 55%, Jose 40%, CJ 39%, B.I. 38%. So you got a bunch of guys that have been all just knocking down shots in these road games against Eastern Conference teams, and hopefully that'll continue this week against a bunch of Eastern Conference teams.
Yeah, Zion's brought that up. That he says the reason they play so well on the road, it's their personalities and their mentality, and they kind of enjoy doing that. So let's see what happens. Brooklyn, the nice lights there, the Big Apple. Hopefully you'll get another win. We'll see you tomorrow and talk about, hopefully, win number 42 of your New Orleans Pelicans. That's Jim Eichenhofer. Give a follow over on X, Jim_Eichenhofer. I'm Gus Cattingale. Thank you so much for tuning us in. Say bye, Jim.
Bye, guys.
And we'll see you tomorrow on the New Orleans Pelicans podcast.
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Join us 3 times per week on Pelicans.com, the Pelicans mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, or where you get your podcasts. And be sure to give Jim and Gus a follow on X at Jim_Eichenhofer and GCAT_17. We'll see you next time, right here on the New Orleans Pelicans podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.